5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Another day, another dollar. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for hitting play. It's your boy Roy here with another episode 2 of season 2 of the SRQ Talk Show. You're locked and loaded. Put on your seatbelt. We got a great show today. A lot of local news. You know, we push Sarasota and Manatee County, where we're broadcasting live, that we call Paradise here. We're broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida. So we bring them up to the top of the list here on our local news, top news, Florida news, statewide, international. We extend so far beyond this globe. Countries like Ireland and England and Buenos Aires, Mexico. We got Germany on board. We recently got Turkey. The Middle Eastern community has embraced the show. And we'd like to thank our other international. I told you we're gonna sport a Soccer World Cup team here today, because guess who opted in? We reported yesterday, baby. The Netherlands is on board. Hello, Fort Myers. Hello, Sarasota, Northport, Bradenton, Lakeland. We extend very far. The numbers are great. We are very happy. It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. We have a great show, at least an informative show here, at least locally here. And of course, you know, we're going to hit our little COVID-19. Numbers did spike up from yesterday's show. Yes, indeed. Welcome aboard. We are amped up and ready to go on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. It is. I mean, you step outside, it is feeling like fall. Even though it's summer here, the humidity is almost like from one day to the next. It went textbook. Just like the calendar said, summer was over. All of a sudden, humidity's gone. There's a nice little breeze in the air. I'm sure it's because of all those brewing tropical storms out there in the Atlantic and in the Gulf. It seems like it's all surrounding Florida, and we're getting that internal breeze in here. It just feels beautiful out there. And believe it or not, I mean, I've been here since 2012 now, 8 years coming up. I just celebrated my 8th year in September. That's right, 8 years ago I discovered Paradise here, and I've seen some changes in my time here. But one of them, especially with the pandemic delaying people leaving out of here, because it's a seasonal town. It, you know, it's usually amped up here from, I would say, I mean, it's debatable. Some people will tell you people start coming down after the fall foliage up there up north, right around November, end of October, after Halloween and stuff, starts getting chilly up north, and people head south like the birds do, man. And it's a seasonal town. In other words, usually people are leaving by Easter, right after the Easter holiday, that weekend in April, sometime whenever it decides to be. It used to be always on the 15th of April when I was a kid, but you know, give or take the 14th, or right around there, wherever that Sunday hit. But now they're changing it around. We've had it at the end of March, beginning of March, you know, end of April, beginning of April. So who knows what it's going to be now, but that's usually when they hit the road, Jack, and they start heading back up north like the birds do. And then the traffic is better, is my point. I can report here, I've been up and amped up. Got up at 5:30 a.m., I had a lot to get done. I had to get mom to her neurologist appointment at 10 a.m. So I knew I had to get a lot of things done that I've been putting off, including going ape shit on my lawn outside. I got a little humble little yard in my condo. One of the few people, since I live on the first floor, I'll have that the backyard area. And half of it is concrete, half of it is grass. And It's been raining buckets here the last 2 weeks, right before, right at the end of summer. Someone just pissed all over us, just wagged it all over, wrote its name all over Yellowstone there, and just dumped buckets and buckets, especially with the Sarah hurricane that literally destroyed some parts of Alabama and Louisiana. And our prayers go out to those folks out there. We know all about hurricanes down here, unfortunately, in Florida. So my point is that I had to go apeshit on my lawn, and I certainly did. A couple of, like maybe a month ago, I bought a nice Black and Decker weed whacker off of Letgo, which Letgo is now part of OfferUp. And I don't know if I like that. First of all, I like the competition. I always thought OfferUp was the inferior product in my, you know, just in my opinion, not that it was a fact or anything. I just had better luck not only selling but buying things on Letgo. I thought their app was very friendly. But now they've merged together, and I bought a Black & Decker weed whacker off of some older gentleman out there in Bradenton for $20. What a bargain I got. Best bargain I've ever bought. I used to just go outside and catch one of the Mexicans. Not to be racist, it's just it's a fact that there are Mexicans. They could have been Honduras or Nicaraguan, but so one of my Central American friends here that take care of the association and the condo Mac Daddy establishment that I live in, you know, justifies its maintenance fees. It's charging its owners. So there's always people around the condo amped up doing something, cutting a lawn, you know, trimming a bush, doing something, painting lines or tarring the driveways. They're always doing something justifying. And that's good because you see your money going to work there. And there's always a little South American, Central American little guys are the ones that always cut my lawns. I guess you racists would call them Mexicans. They might be from Honduras or something, you know. But my point is I would always go out there and ask them, hey, can you weed whack my yard real quick? I'll give you a tip. I used to give them $20. Now I got smart, man. I let go, saw this beautiful Black and Decker. And you know, old folks, older people, they normally take care of their stuff. This guy's going to move out there to Punta Gorda in Bradenton, selling his house. So he's liquidating everything. Caught him at the right time. Gentlemen, hooked it up, baby. $20. I've already used it twice. It's already paying dividends. And this morning, 7:30 a.m., I said two middle fingers to the ceiling to all my neighbors. I hit start on that thing just like you did. You hit play. I hit start on my little weed whacker, and I went apeshit all over my yard. It's trim. You would think I gave it a military cut, nice and pedicured and everything. I gave attention to detail and everything. So yeah, my yard is looking Mac Daddy. Got that done. Got a couple of other little errands and emails I had to return and stuff like that. Looking the stats of the show. And then got mom to her neurologist, and we signed off. We signed off, you know, enough of the pain. Pain is gone, but according to Ryan Glasser, baby, of Cattleman right there. I'm right by Doctor's Hospital there, 5831 on B Ridge there. Dr. Glasser has convinced me that he wants to give my mom her life back. She's still having difficulty walking due to a spinal nerve that Glasser said, Roy, that's easy peasy. Let me give your mom her life back, baby. So we signed off. He says 24 hours, one day in the hospital, easy peasy. It's like routine. He sound got a great vibe from Ryan Glasser. I will Google him later, see what kind of reviews and stuff. But according to my vibes, and you know, that's how I roll, I got a great vibe. They actually didn't allow me in the back. It was, and I take my mom to all her doctor's appointments here because I'm the amped up one. I can get her and get things done. I get mom there always on time, just like I did today. And I'll tell you, and just because of the language barrier with my mother, I always like to go there. And older folks, I'll tell you, yeah, the doctor said nothing. I like to hear what the doctor says so I don't have to go by my mom's fake news, okay? Because honestly, I mean, they'll tell you everything's okay, and the doc will say, what? She told you everything was okay? No, man, she has this. But anyway, me and the doc, we agreed. My mom's amped up. She's, even though we're concerned, you know, we were initially concerned of her age, but my mom's a person that's never smoked, never drank, never done anything. We don't know if to feel sorry for her or to praise her. You know what I mean? It's the closest human being to Mother Teresa that I know. And mom's been out of commission, man. And I'm starting to see her deteriorating in front of me. And you know, if you don't move it, you lose it, man. Every older person will tell you that. You got to keep your body moving, man. You really do, because if not, there's where you go down the tubes, and before you know it, it'll be game over for you. So we signed off. We're going to get this done. We don't have a date on it, but feel a lot better after talking to Ryan Glasser there, 5831 B Ridge. I thank you, doctor. The show is doing great. The show today is sponsored by a great service. It really is. DirectTowing.app, okay? It wants to ask, car breakdown is never planned. They want to remind you of that. That's DirectTowing.app. It's a great app that I want to encourage everybody, including myself. I'm going to get my mom to do it. I'm going to get everybody to download this app, because this is something that everybody needs. This is what apps and phones and technology should be for, to help and to provide a great service like DirectTowing.app is. Car breakdown is never planned, and during any roadside emergency, the car owner is helpless to getting his car repaired. I remember when I first moved here, I broke down, and I had no clue. Thank God the girl I was banging had AAA, you know. But this is like an app. It's almost like an Uber app where they're going to be affiliated. So it's good also for towing companies to be associated with DirectTowing.app. It's going to definitely increase your revenue. They ensure a hassle-free service to customer in the event of a car breakdown. Their roadside assistant provides towing solutions during unforeseen circumstances of breakdowns and emergencies, of course. Their best feature, they do. I do encourage you to go to their user-friendly either app. You want to download it. If you have an Apple, you just go to the Apple Store, put in DirectTowing there and download their free app. If you have an Android or something, you just go to Google Play. They're located, of course, out of Fort Lauderdale, where I'm 12% in Florida, baby. And Fort Lauderdale is right now holding third place down. And we'll go over all the statewide numbers, my numbers, the show's numbers, which are great. They're located, DirectTowing.app is located at 5630 Atlantic Avenue, and that's the great city of Delray Beach, Florida, 33484. Of course, you can email them if you have any other additional questions, support@DirectTowing.app. But the best thing that they're trendy. They got Twitter, they got Instagram, Facebook. Just go DirectTowing, and you can always follow them there and follow them on Twitter there if that's your thing. But DirectTowing.app is what I would recommend there. Download the app. It works just like Uber. They're going to pinpoint where you are. They're going to dispatch one of their trusted professional partners to your location and to help your vehicle get towed and get out of the road. And the best feature that they have, they guarantee you a flatbed. And that's important, especially to a guy like me. They guarantee a flatbed with soft nylon straps to secure your vehicle at any pickup duration. Of course, they offer what everybody else does, 24-hour service, 7 days a week, budget-friendly. Not everybody is, but they are. And of course, they got a team skilled of professionals that download their app. So if you are a towing shop owner looking to expand your business, I'm telling you, DirectTowing.app. You want to go there for sure. So, and I thank them for sponsoring the show today. We have a lot on the agenda. You know, we like to bring Sarasota and Bradenton to the front of the line here, especially on local news. We went over some of the Governor DeSantis, our boy here, Governor of Florida, lowering the boom down on people acting the fool during protest and throwing canned soups at cops and all that. That's not happening. He put an end to that. Game over on that, okay? It's going to be a felony. You're going to get 6 months. And if you didn't catch yesterday's season opener of season 2, episode 1, you can go archive the show by going to www.srqtalk.com. You can also email the show. We like to encourage all the large audience that we got there. According to our Google Analytics numbers, we're off the chain, baby. We are doing great. People are tuning in. You see that? I'm all out of it. Look at that. I'm hitting them all, baby. because I'm out of practice. I'm off a 2-week layoff, man, of sitting my ass in the sand, my toes in the water, and not having a worry in the world, man. You know, I vacation, so I'm a little rusty, man. I'm like some of these I guess the Lightning when they lost, but the Lightning came back. There you go. You got your Lightning. They tied up the Stanley Cup 1-1 to Dallas yesterday. So they're back on the winning track there, 1-1. I'm sure the local people that are an hour north of me where, you know, where the numbers in Tampa are, you know, but we'll get to those numbers. We got a lot of local news here. And, you know, I was talking to Suzanne, the queen of Siesta Key, and we were talking about testing sites and all that. We wanted to get her on the show. We'll probably have her on tomorrow's show because I want her to go through her experience. She just went to go test also, and she had called and said that the UTC mall had shut down, that wasn't an option for testing anymore, which kind of surprised me, being that we're all amped up and we're, you know, COVID-19, you know, it's even hijacked season one on many of the episodes. So we're all in the know on something like that. But, you know, while I was gone for the 2 weeks off that we took in between seasons here just to get our vacation, and I guess we missed that. And it was true, because this morning I'm going to start off with news locally here. UTC testing, state testing site transitioning to a parking lot location on Cattleman Road now. 19 testing sites that were closed nearly 2 weeks ago at University Town Center will be reopening at Sarasota parking lot beginning tomorrow. So that's good news there. The Florida Division of Emergency Management confirmed with ABC7, Danielle Hurtado, which is all over it usually, the location closest initially because of the small property management decided not to extend the agreement for the state to continue using the space. You bastard, how dare you? In a state of an emergency, the state needs the property. It's a very friendly place. You don't, you know, you're not using it. How selfish. You're lucky you renewed with the state, buddy. Okay, do the right thing. You're making money. You're probably ripping them off anyway, but, you know, charging three times as much as you could to anybody else. I'm sure you're taking the state's money, all right? And it was about time. It was a shame that you were closed for 2 weeks. I would have been all over your ass. You're lucky I was on vacation, loving life, drinking an adult beverage with an umbrella in it on the beach, America's number one beach. That's right. You heard me. America's number one beach for 2020, Siesta Key, Florida, baby. The emergency management team says that they immediately found a new location at a parking lot on 100 Cattleman Road in Sarasota to continue making free COVID-19 accessible in the area. You see that? Blow it at your ass. You know, we don't need your little property there in the UTC mall. You know, the county here, they got with it, and they said two middle fingers to the see you, man. We could do it in the same location, not to confuse people, but now it's going to be at 100 Cattleman Road, and just put it in your right after you download the directtowing.app, which you need to have on your phone, and it's today's sponsor. You go ahead and Google, or you put it in your Waze or something in your, oh, what are they? Some people call it Waze, some people call it Waze, Waze. That's my go-to on the on your little directions there, man. Just put it in 100 Cattleman Road there. It'll take you right to the parking lot, free testing, because according to the Queen of Siesta Key, she had to go to CVS and make an appointment, because CVS is providing self-tests now. And that's why I wanted to have Suzanne on the show, so she can explain to you exactly what the process was. But, you know, she's testing. She went to test because obviously she's not feeling well. So we want to hope for a fast recovery for her. Hope she's corona free. And once she does that and she feels better, we'll get her on the show so she could take you step by step on what the process is to self put the thing, the wooden spoon right up to your brain and twist it three times. Whatever happened to the ones that were just on the outside of the swabs that they were experiencing with? What is that, not as accurate? It's only accurate if you touch your brain to it or at the end of your nasal carry. Oh, man, I'm not going to do well with that at all. I mean, that just makes me vomit. It really does. Just the thought of it. Let's keep an eye on time here because, you know, your boy Roy, everything goes fast here because it's so much fun. SRQ Talk, if you're just joining us, episode 2 of season 2 that we launched yesterday. We're already 20 minutes in, man. Time flies. Let me try to get some of this. So we got the UTC information there. 100 Cattleman Road instead of going to the mall there. The site will still be able to conduct up to 1,000 tests per day. You see that? So go blow it out your ass there, UTC Mall, not renewing the lease for the state. How dare you, man? We need places to test, and you're going to play these little games with us, man? You know what? Good for you, Sarasota County. They went to the next bidder right next door there, 100 Cattleman Road in Sarasota, and they will continue the COVID-19 testing accessibilities. I wish it was it was available for the Queen of Siesta Key yesterday. No, but instead she had to, so she called different CVSs around, and basically everybody had, you had to make an appointment, and everybody had an appointment like, you know, next week or whatever, in 3 days. She wanted, again, like society, instant gratification right now, baby, is what society wants. And the Queen of Siesta Key wanted the same. For several reasons, she wanted to get it now because it's going to take 3 days to get the result, and then she's going to have to quarantine in case she does have it, and that's why she's feeling ill as it is, and fatigue and tired and a couple of symptoms, so she's going to do the right thing. She found some CVS, 8400, whatever, up in University. We'll let her tell you about it. And she went through the process. They saw her right there immediately. They gave her the same day appointment, and it was interesting the steps that she had to go through, and we'll get her on the show, so she'll give you a play-by-play. So, all right, so we move on. There was another story here in Bradenton, and I say that, Bradenton, because your numbers are not going up on the SRQ Talk Show. You're in the bottom of the barrel like you were yesterday, so we'll go over that. Bradenton City fire response to a structure fire on Monday night that had people a little wigged out. The City of Bradenton Fire Department responded to a structure fire Monday evening. The fire broke out just after 10:53 p.m. at a home at the 3900 block of 18th Avenue West. All people inside the home were able to escape, along with one of two pets. The second animal was found outside safe a short time later. Good for you there. Yeah, because people would have been more mourning the death of an animal over a human. That's how society did. They care more for a pet than they do for a human. So that's good that the little two pets got saved there too. The flames were contained to the rear lanai, which had extended to the attic and burned right through the roof, man. Although everybody was safe, the estimated damage to the home was more than 100 G's, man. I hope they had insurance. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Our prayers go out there to the families of 3900 block of 18th Avenue West. They don't tell you how the fire started. I guess that's one of those stories that we'll have to update. Again, if you're just joining us, SRQ Talk Show, we like the audience, the very large audience, to interact with the show. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. You could go ahead and be trendy and leave us a 60-second voicemail, and we will play it on the air, make you SRQ Talk famous. I don't want you for that to deter you from leaving a message, okay? If you don't want me to put it on, I mean, I can tell if you want me to put it on the air or not. And if you do, I'll put it on the air. If not, you're a little private and you're shy and you don't want that, it's going to turn you off from leaving a message. And then guess what? I won't put you on, okay? So you can go to www.srqtalk.com, hit the message button, and start recording. It'll give you 60 seconds. And if you ramble on, it's just going to cut you off. So there you go. That's ways. And of course, we never solicit our Twitter page, but we do. You just go to Twitter at SRQ Talk Show and you're going to be fine. It's actually at Twitter at SRQ Talk. And And that is our Twitter page if you want to follow us there. We usually upload some of the past episodes there. But if you want to archive the shows, srqtalk.com, our website there, it'll take you through all 37 episodes of season one and the first two episodes of season two. So that, and of course, I mean, what would a day here at the SRQ Talk Show be without the COVID-19 talk, of course. And we have 2,470 new COVID-19 cases as positivity rates climbs to 5.88%. They were only at 5%. They are so obsessed with the new positivity rate. That's the rate that they want. And we're apparently, you know, creeping to 6%, which makes them a little nervous. Yesterday, we had 1,635. Today, 2,470, the Florida Department of Health is reporting. And statewide, man, we're getting closer to a million before you know it, man. 687,909 confirmed cases statewide. Let me see. And how many... do we have? The state also confirmed 13,317 resident deaths. Wow. And 106, okay, spikes death. Yep. And they have processed, we reported this yesterday, over 5 million test results. So they're up to 5,111,631 if you're keeping score at home. And the rate that they're obsessed with is the positivity rate of the state, which is 5.88% there. Puts you in the know there, and you know we keep it local here, so we're going to go ahead and see if we already know the milestone of 11,000 club has been achieved by my lowest rated city in the whole state of Florida, which is Bradenton, Manatee County, and this is not to include the great city of Palmetto, which is over 7% of the state's audience comes from Palmetto. I'm talking Bradenton, bottom of the barrel crap, okay, on the ratings here at the SRQ show. And I kiss their ass so much, too. I don't know what their issue. I don't know what they're being haters about and not tuning into your boy, Roy. I know I'm not going to appeal to everybody, but really, Bradenton, I mean, it's a show. It's SRQ Talk Show. Is it the airport called SRQ/Bradenton? Okay, it's the airport code, man. The show's about you. And you think Sarasota's going to be like, you know, Sarasota absolutely detests you, okay? They tell me privately that they think they're better than you, okay? They look down on you, Bradenton, okay? And I'm the only one that sticks up for you, okay? And goes and contributes to the economy of Bradenton by usually buying my stuff out there, promoting Onico. Onico, where the hell are you, okay? Collecting those unemployment checks, man. You got all the time in the world. You can't be telling me you're busy now, okay? There are some essential workers out there. They're probably working their ass off, you know? But come on, let's get it together, Bradenton. Let's see what your numbers are. Because I'll tell you what, your numbers are really high for the cooties, Bradenton and Manatee County. But for my show, for my ratings, it's not. Get out of town, man. You have a total cases of 11,241, man. You know, keep your social distance. Go wash your hands. Put on a mask, Manatee, okay? I'm not going to be nice to you no more until the numbers go up. You know what numbers went up? That's right. The county of Sarasota, baby, amped it up. Amped it up. They know I was like crying like a damn baby, man. They couldn't stand a grown man crying, man. So they amped it up. I called them out, and guess what? Sarasota is at 19%. Okay, they don't got the muscle to take over Fort Myers because Fort Myers is the leader of the state again, baby. They have been number one. Nobody takes number one away from Fort Myers. I'm huge in Cape Coral. Lehigh Acres, forget about it, man. They're building a statue right outside the Publix there of me. All right, right there, right in downtown Lehigh Acres, okay? That Fort Myers can't get I don't know how Northport lost the lead, but it's just that Sarasota came strong, man. So don't take it personally, Northport. We're still going to broadcast live from that beautiful stadium that you built for the Atlanta Braves out there in Northport. telling you, boy, Roy's going to broadcast live right outside of that next spring for sure, man. In our season three, we're doing that all day. Northport's number three there. So let me see the cases there. So we know that Manatee has 11,241 cases of the cooties out there. That's well documented here. And it's usually a 3,000 spread. Let me see if Sarasota has reached the plateau of the 8,000 club. And guess what? To my shock, they haven't. In fact, it looks like a deja vu from yesterday's numbers. 7,903. Nothing to write home about, Sarasota. It means that you got about 8,000 people with the cooties, okay? 100 shy of 8 grand. By the end of the month, you'll probably be there. You know, I don't like to be negative, but I'm a realist, man. 7,903 cases. That has slowed down, though, man. I think that was the same number that we got yesterday. But there you go, man. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk Show. We're up against the clock. We're about to get blown out of here by Anchor Dashboard. So hit me up on the... There you go. Thank you for returning. You see that Anchor Dashboard, man, playing no games when the beautiful people at Anchor Dashboard, where we have decided here to broadcast a show from their dashboard, they ain't playing around, man. A 30-minute show is a 30-minute show there. And just like my England people out there in the UK say, Roy's Rowdy Rebels, you know we're always going to do something rebellious on this show. Thank you for continuing to listen here. This is what this is the part of the show that we call the second half here. It's 30 minutes. It usually consists of all sports. But again, you know, we are boycotting some segments of sports. You know, your boy Roy here, as of August 28th, have opted out of the NBA. I'm out and I'm boycotting the NBA, and people seem to have a problem with me doing that, because when you start turning off guys like me, and then that's when your ratings are going to go down. There's where your jersey sales. And I'm not saying I'm going to make a dent in the NBA. Are you kidding me? They're a monster corporation, okay? But they're going to take a hit on this one, man, at least coming from your boy Roy here and the SRQ Talk Show. We are boycotting the NBA. And listen, and this wasn't just a rash decision. I gave the NBA, I was there on the 22nd, or was it July 30th that they launched the season, the reopening of the season. And I was for the bubble. I was an advocate of the bubble, just playing all the games in Orlando. Okay. I tuned in, I watched, I saw them. Today, and listen, we went 1-1 yesterday, but hey, we got at least 1-1. Means that we didn't lose money. Okay. That puts us at 23-14 for the year, and that's right around 63%, man. We can figure it out in a minute, but it's still max status in the gambling world, 23-14. We didn't hit on the over in that Monday night football game yesterday, man. You just wonder if these things are just fixed, man. You know, it's like Drew Brees, he can't even sniff the end zone. I told you here yesterday, if you want to archive the show, go to SRQ. SRQtalk.com, okay, and see the listen to the show yesterday. I told you, out of Brees and Brady for the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, he's lost a little bit, man. He's lost it. He's showing his age a little bit, man. He really is. Listen, I love Drew Brees, okay? I've had him 1 year on my fantasy football team, and talk about that. Just another disastrous outing on my fantasy football front, 0-2. In the first two games of the season. And now guess what, man? My boy, man, C Mac Attack, the poster boy for my team, man. ankle injury, out 4 to 6 weeks, man. And yes, we are definitely feeling that. That's Christian McCaffrey from the Carolina Panthers, out 4 to 6 weeks, man. That's my the face of my franchise, man. That is Mac Status. My team is named after him. C-Mac Attack is hurting right now. We're hurting at receiver. Now we're down our running back. And I got Eckler, you know, from the Chargers. Thank God he's going to be about 18 points. Yeah, Eckler's Mac Daddy. That's why I took him high in the draft. People question that. And what about Gronk? Anybody see Gronkowski? Has anybody seen Gronkowski? I mean, anywhere. No, nobody has. Not even Brady has seen him. Has a guy even caught a pass? Oh, yeah, he's caught one pass since he's been here in two games. Way to go there, Gronk. That's right, baby. It's all about the tailgate. There ain't no tailgate. He's partying his ass off is what he's doing. He can't take the heat out here. He can't remember the playbook. Come on, Gronk. Oh, Mac it up, man. Thank God I didn't draft you in my fantasy, man. Hey, it's the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy, the sports edition, the second half here. The show, again, sponsored by that great app I told you about in the first half of the show, directtowing.app, man. You got to get this app if you're ever, you know, stuck on the side of the road not knowing who to call. You ain't got AAA. Your girl ain't got AAA. Mom won't let you borrow it anymore. She's maxed out because they do max you out. Go ahead and do yourself a favor and go to directtowing.app on your laptop or just right on your phone. You can download it. If you have an iPhone, just go to the Apple Store, put in Direct Towing there and download their free app there. And if you're an Android person, just go to Google Play and get it there. If you're a business, if you're in the tow shop owner, if you're a tow, like a towing shop, if you have a tow truck, man, you got to get affiliated with Direct Towing. You want jobs, you know, you're a small business, you know, we're a proponent of small business here on the SRQ Talk Show. Do yourself a favor, go to directtowing.app, download their app, man. They're going to pinpoint you. What I love about this company is that they guarantee you one of their features, best feature in my opinion, because they do offer 24-hour service. And they're definitely budget-friendly service. And they have a team of skilled professionals that are going to pinpoint where you are. Just like for Uber, for the taxi business, this is Direct Towing is like the Uber of the tow business. They guarantee a flatbed towing service. And that was what is going to make me download it. I'm going to download one on my mother's app. I'm going to have everybody that talks to me, directtowing.app. Why wouldn't you have that? This is what technology is made for, to help people, society. You don't want to be stuck on the side of the road not knowing what you're, who you're going to call and get ripped off on. This is going to be, you're going to know exactly where you're at. They're going to send the closest driver there that accepts the job. And there you go. And you're going to be off the side of the road and you're going to be thanking me. Directtowing.app is amping up. And we thank them for sponsoring today's show. So like we said, we are 23-14 right now with locks of the day. And these are free locks, okay? You can take them or you can bet against me. Yesterday, we went on the over. We went actually, and I hate, listen, man, I hate playing under games. I don't want to root for teams not to score. You know what I mean? So I'm usually an over guy as far as that goes. But there was way too many games that were going over. Like if you had the over on every game on your 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games, man, you were winning like 10 games. All games almost went over. There was thrillers, man. There were the ball was flinging everywhere. So people are thinking, you know, it's just going to – they already set the tone, okay, because the Sunday night game also went over. So everybody's going over, and why not the Saints, right? But I told you that Breeze, I kind of saw in the Tampa game, the opening game, especially comparing him to another quarterback that's over 40 in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady doesn't seem like he's missing much. You know, he's still got a little touch on the pass, and he still has an arm, man. Don't get it twisted because of that pick six that the Saints ran on him. That he didn't get the ball out there fast enough. That was just a bad decision altogether. And he's human, okay? Unlike some people think. But yeah, Tom, you know, and he came out the next week and he showed you that he's Tom Brady, baby, Mac Daddy of the Buccaneers, okay? And then, but you compared to Breeze, to me, in my opinion, Breeze had lost a little step. So that had a hint of it. And I just thought it was a setup game. And the Raiders, you know, the Raiders, they win these games 27-14. You know, even if it was like, it was most of the game, actually the whole game, except for the maybe the last 7 minutes, the game was going under. The game was under, but, you know, Drew Brees takes this one drive and just like nobody was touching, like everything was working. It's like, why couldn't you run the same offense the whole game? You'd have like 100 points. You know what I mean? It seemed like the Las Vegas Raiders, and it's hard to get used to saying that. They're not playing in Oakland, if you want to be in the know, if you've been to like under a rock somewhere and don't know that. Let's keep our eyes so we don't get cut off like Anchor. You saw Anchor cut us off. You can hear us. I mean, you obviously got no problem finding the show because the numbers are absolutely off the chain. But we do broadcast from the Anchor dashboard. You can go catch the show there or go to the, my God, so many of them, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox. We're everywhere. You know, you're old school, you just want to Google us, just put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy Roy is going to be number one or top three guaranteed there. So, yeah, man, so it was supposed to be under, and Brees just drives them down the field like 80 yards, like nothing, you know, after a couple of turnovers, and that I anticipated, too, there was going to be turnovers. I just thought the game was going to go under 48 and a half, man. You know, crucify me. I would have put my money on it, but I hate rooting for the under. But it went over, you know, Brees just cut through the, like, mayonnaise there, or right to the... And I think it was Kamara that scored the touchdown. They scored in under 3 minutes, in other words, you know, and that put the game over. That field goal at the end didn't really matter, you know. It didn't matter anyway. It's already played. The over was played. They ran it out. You just wonder about these games, man, if they're fixed or not, you know what I mean? So there's and like we said, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning for tying up that Stanley Cup series with the Dallas Stars. You know, I'm kind of torn because my numbers nationally here in the great country of the U.S., I'm at least 10, 11% in the great state of Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas. My numbers are even bigger. And I noticed that in Texas, it used to be Dallas, huge. Like the majority of Texas, it's coming from Dallas. And then we had Austin also at like 16% of Texas. And then Houston has decided to join the party, baby. Houston shot up to like 13%, man, on the SRQ Talk Show. So definitely the state of Texas is amping up, man, and they're tuning into your boy Roy here. And why wouldn't they, man? Most people are. That just is a small sample size. So I'm kind of torn, you know, because I am a Florida Panther fan. You know, I was growing up in Miami, the Panthers, the Rats in 96, baby. Seems like decades. Well, it was like over 30, I think, 20 years that takes us, 96, 2006, 2006. Wow, almost like 25 years, man, that since the Rats days of the Panthers. After I think that was their second year or inaugural year, man. I know it was a wonderful year where they made it all the way to the Stanley Cup, and too bad that the Penguins beat us there and they beat us bad. But just getting the road of getting there, the underdog, the expansion team, that was a great year. That made me a fan of the Florida Panthers, and they are absolutely a dreadful, man. They're just like my Miami Dolphins. Can't even win a divisional game. You know what? We already called it on yesterday's show. The SRQ Talk Show wants to officially say it's time for Tua, baby. Get Tua in there, Fitzy. You know, just be happy with that large contract we get you. Grab a clipboard, man. Teach the kids something other than those INTs that you throw. You know, Fitzy's good for points. That's why you got a 31-28 game that went also over. You know, the Dolphins are going to be competitive with Fitzy. But, you know, for some reason, man, the defense doesn't step up. I don't know what it is that they're too much on the field. Maybe Fitzy's scoring too much because he is putting points on the board. But, man, it's just the defense not holding up. It's always something, man. Same old story with the damn Dolphins, man. You know, we haven't had success since 84 when Marino took us to the Super Bowl. And guess what? Yeah, we choked it up there against Joe Montana in 84, too. 84-85 season. But we're going to keep our eye on the clock as your time just flies here with your boy Roy, man. And I do thank everybody for tuning in nationally, internationally. We already gave a shout out to and a little love to Ireland, the great Irish community out there, baby. England, my hooligans that have deemed the show Roy's Rowdy Rebels. We got the Netherlands. Let's do it right here. Let me tell you what we got here. Yeah, we're going to go off base. That's what we do. This is real, fresh, local podcast radio, man. You know what I mean? We don't edit the show here, man. Oh, I sounded weird enough. Let me go ahead and edit. Get out of town, man. This, you get what you get here. This ain't your fake news, man. Your scripted damn radio shows, okay? I just do this right off the cuff because I'm Mac Daddy, and that's the way I am. Let me see. In the United States, of course, Florida. And Bradenton, should we tell a reminder, folks, how much your numbers are dreadful? You should be embarrassed, man. You really should. And of course, man, Fort Myers, baby. You know, Fort Myers, it just brings it hard, man. Cape Coral, for the love of Lehigh Acres. And I'll tell you, I don't know what happened. They got juiced up. They're taking steroids. But Sarasota, baby, all by themselves, man. 19% in second place, clearly. Behind the great people of Northport, and we've already promised Northport that we're going to broadcast live there in March in Season 3 right outside that beautiful stadium that the Atlanta Braves built down there in Northport, baby. They're in place 15% strong. You can't, you know, if Sarasota's taking steroids and they just amped it up, man, they just passed you. And then, of course, just like our new sponsors from Delray Beach there, we have, let me see, Fort Lauderdale, baby, 12%, like I told you. And my only legitimate representative in the whole Manatee County, it's Palmetto, baby. Got nice golf cars up there in Palmetto. I'm going to go visit, spend my money in the economy of Palmetto, not Bradenton. I'm done with you, Bradenton. And of course, thanks, Miami 305 for coming behind Palmetto. Are you kidding me, 305? What, I don't kiss your ass too much? I mean, are we up too early for you? Are you just getting up? What's your issue, MIA? ¿Qué pasa, man? St. Petersburg there, Orlando, Lakeland, and then we mentioned the toilet that's Bradenton all the way down in the bottom there. The only one that comes in their defense. And I told you how much the ladies are loving the show. Ladies, 58%. Men, 42%. That's how we like it. Even though it's the scales are tipping, and if it was the other way, if it was the men at 58%, you'd be hearing that, okay? But no, my ladies, baby, are the real deal. 58%. Don't hate, because women aren't listening to your podcast. They're listening to mine. They got it locked and loaded, and we are doing fine on time there. So let's give you a couple of locks. As we mentioned yesterday, the Las Vegas Raiders amped it up, won their opening game at that beautiful stadium they built in L.A. Too bad it couldn't be packed with Raider maniacs there, man. The black hole and stuff like that. I hope they bring that Oakland vibe to L.A., to Las Vegas there. But they were looking pretty good. And Chucky, baby. Chucky got a new victory. See, I like Chucky, man. Wish he was my coach down there in Miami, man. We'd be winning some games. You know, if we're not going to win games in Miami, guess what? Get the kid in there. SRT Talk Show is asking for Tua to make his debut. Fitzy, take the clipboard. The kid gets injured, you know, God forbid, you know, Fitzy will use you as a backup. Teach the kid something other than interceptions. Get Tua in there. Damn it, I've been sporting my Anthony Chansky official NFL jersey with the number one Tua, baby. Get him in there. We need to change this up. We're 0-2 out of the gate. Damn it, I miss the Ricky Williams days. I really do, man. RunRickyRun.com, baby. Ricky Williams, those were some good old days, man. That was the last time I think we sniffed the playoffs. And don't I sound depressed? I am, man. I'm a Dolphin fan, man. It's not looking good, guys. 0-2 already. We don't want the number one pick anymore. You know what? Get Tua in there. Too bad that we're boycotting the NBA because we're sick of having a political organization, you know, in our face. You know, it wasn't good enough for you to have Black Lives Matter all over the court, and all over the guys' jerseys now with statements and all these political things and every commercial and everything else. How much do you want me to take, NBA? Okay, that's why I'm boycotting you, man. That's why I can't even give a. You think I don't want them to give them a lock in the Laker Nugget game today? Okay, where the Lakers are -6.5 and the over-under is 214. I should give you a lock because I mean there's no NFL today. Let me see. Is there any college? Whatever happened in the college game, man? Are you getting it together, Big Ten? Are you playing or you're not, man? It's either you're in or you're not. I can't believe these college football teams, they can't figure it out. Are they going to play? Are they going to stop being a wuss, man? Get out there already. Damn it. Jesus, they piss me off, man. This is a positive show we're trying to. We're getting more viewers from Sarasota, more high-class people. I mean, other than your dreck out there, Bradenton. How dare you let Lakeland beat you out? I mean, and that's nothing to say, Lakeland. It's just that, you know, you're about an hour and a half away from you, from me. And I just find it really, you know, strange that, you know, it's the SRQ talk show, our neighbor here, Bradenton, that I support and defend and go spend my money and help them with their economy, that the numbers are, yeah, no offense, Lakeland. It's just that I it's almost a compliment to you. I can't believe that Mulberry out there somewhere in Lakeland area is off the chain. And, you know, Bradenton's in the bottom of the barrel. There's where Bradenton likes to be. You know what they like to be good at? They like to be good at the cooties. They're over 11,000. Welcome to the club, Bradenton. Oh, we found somewhere where you're number one in the Sun Coast here. You're number one in cooties with 11,200 and something. Okay. Not hate, no, those are just facts, okay? Get your numbers up and my numbers, and that'll probably help you get your, if you're listening to the show, you would be knowing, we'd motivate you to, you know, to comply, because apparently you're doing something wrong out there, man, where you're beating, it used to be, what was it, Sarasota's now at $8,000, I mean, it's still a 3,000 spread between the two counties, but it's a pretty big spread, man. 3,000 people is a big difference in cooties there, man. And you got them. So maybe we can help you that if you help us with the numbers. But anyway, if you're just joining us, SRQ Talk with your boy Roy here. It's season two there because the fall, summer is over. Season two, episode two. And let's see what kind of... So am I going to give people the lock on the basketball game? I mean, it doesn't mean that I have to watch the game, okay? I don't have to watch the game. I could still continue my protest of the NBA, which refuses to take the politics out of the game. And yes, I'm giving a pass to the NHL, man. It's not in my face when I'm watching the game. I'm able to escape. That's what I'm trying to use sports here for, to escape the pandemic life, which is very stressful, okay? I'm going through things with my mom. I got other things going on. I want to escape. That's what I want to use sports. Sports unifies people. We don't care what people's color is and where the hell you come from, man. All we want to know is if the game is going over 214 or is it going under. I mean, am I giving you the lock there or am I not? Okay, I guess I don't have to watch the game. I shouldn't punish the audience from getting an absolute lock of the day here in this basketball game only because of my political views. So there we go. We settled it. There you go. You see how we come to terms here? So are you giving them basketball? Oh, there we go. Now the word police came out. Yeah, and I got your little emails that I'm making a couple of mistakes on the first segment of the show. Did you notice? I just rolled right by you, man. Get out of town, man. I'm not into editing the show and correcting me. If the people know what I said. Northport 15%, Fort Lauderdale at 12% with Palmetto, and then the dreck happens. You know, I feel you, St. Pete, you know. St. Pete's trying, you know. That's another city that's about an hour away from me. I mean, I know Miami, you're COVID-infested Miami, thinking they're all that. What else you got to do over there? You're still on lockdown, I think, over there, man. Lives are going back to normal. You still got the cooties down there. Maybe that's why you're not tuning into your boy. Maybe you're just a bunch of haters. Okay, let's see the Miami numbers go up a little bit, right? I got nothing to say about Miami. My boy down there is Hernandez, and that's Hialeah. That's not Miami, okay? I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go check out my boy Javi down there. I might go to South Miami to see my boy, my other boy down there in the Cutler Ridge Perrine area, okay? The east side, not that Drek side, okay? You know what I'm talking about down there, 305. I like to see those numbers go up, and, I mean, it's embarrassing that St. Petersburg, really, or St. Petersburg is going to take you. Orlando, I know you're far. You're all bitter because I think you're Orlando Magic, and I was hoping for them to get out of the damn playoffs because they were just snuck into the eighth seed. And they made everybody lose their money by beating the Bucks. That turned out to be garbage because they got taken by the Heat also. I can't even watch the Miami Heat and root for them because I'm boycotting the NBA. That's horrible, man. Get your politics out of your game and I'll go back. Yep, and there you go. And Lakeland and Bradenton all the way in the bottom, letting Lakeland put their big foot on them. Good for you, Lakeland. Way to butch it up, man. Take Bradenton, keep them on the bottom there of the barrel. I can't even believe they made the radar in the top 10 here. Barely. All right, so it's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Do yourself a favor, man. Go get the directtowing.app on your phone, man, and don't get stuck on the side of the road. That's a sponsor of the show. They support us. We want to give them a little love right after the show here. I'm downloading my directtowing.app. I'm going to go to the App Store because I have an iPhone, but if you have a Android, you can just go to Google Play there and or wherever you get your apps. Download it, put direct towing, and they're going to come right up, man. That's a great service. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's give you a lock here. Let's see what's going on here as far as the games go. Let's refresh here and get the updated lines here. We saw that the Lakers were a favorite 6.5. They did start at 7, and also it was 213.5. It was actually 214.5, and it went down to 214. Not much of a movement there. I mean, honestly, if I was to pick this game, it's not going to be my lock of the day. However, I would probably take the Nuggets and the points there and go over 214 there. So if you want to go with me or against me there, there you go, your boy Roy. If I'm putting my money on it, even though I think the Lakers mean business, they want to be the one that the people are playing to play. They probably want to get the Nuggets out of here because the Nuggets are dangerous. I think the Nuggets play well today. I think the 6.5 is legit. I like it. I'm going with the Nuggets and over 214 there. Might even get OT in that game. And that's the thing about these games. You're either going to get the Lakers blowing out a team, and the Nuggets, I have enough respect. They've gotten this far. They've been breaking hearts. They were a good team in the regular season. They battled all the way here. Nuggets, I'm grabbing the 6.5 and over 214 here. Our only other choice, because there's no NHL, the Stanley Cup resumes. That series is tied. Tampa Bay won yesterday. Took care of those Dallas Stars, man. Even though I'm 12% in Texas, I'm kind of rooting for the Stars. But I do have a friendly bet with a friend out there in Texas that I got to send him Caribbean lobster. He's got to send me Texas barbecue, one of those kind of mayor bets that the mayors do and stuff like that. So see how we're doing on the time since we don't get cut off. And you know what? We're going to wrap it up because we are coming to the hour. We definitely – let me see if I can give you a lock in baseball. You know, let me give you a quick lock if I can. If not, we'll just move on, man. Let me see in baseball. And I gave you the Toronto Blue Jays Yankees game over yesterday. That game we did hit. That's what they don't tell you. So we went 1-1 yesterday with 23-14. Let me give you a quick lock here. Let me see a couple of baseball games. Yankees, Blue Jays are at 9.5. You know what? Let's do it again. Let's go 2-for-2. There's your lock of the day. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show, SRQ Sports Show as well. In the second half here is calling the over at 9.5. Yankees Blue Jays today. It gets off at 6:37. This is 3 hours before game time. It's 3:45 here in the East Coast in Paradise. 6:37 p.m. on ESPN and the YES Channel. Yankees Blue Jays go over 9.5. We're going again, double dipping over 9.5. I thank you definitely for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow's show. It'll be the Hump Show, SRQ Talk Show. There is no more of season 2. Episode 2 is in the books. All I always ask you guys to do is to go ahead and be nice to someone. Now get out of here.
Oh, thank you.